This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2080. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 1st, Antarctica, Australia, Austria, Bangladesh, Bolivia, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Finland, Germany, Guam, Guatemala, India, Iran, Korea, North and South, Kurdistan, Peru, Romania, Spain, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, a reminder that LRA 36 Antarctica is currently active. I heard it on both Saturday, March 27th and Wednesday, the 31st, ordinarily the only 2 days of the week it may be on the air, around 1530 UT, just below 15476 via remote receivers in Brazil. In the past, I have managed to hear it direct, and it's a lot more fun to attempt it via your own receiver. Up on Acetomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard has been monitoring the low-power station in Queensland, Australia, on 5055 Radio 4KZ. For quite a while, they had been cutting off just after 12 UT, but processing 5 seconds earlier from one night to the next. But as of March 27th, Saturday, they were running an hour lighter, going off after 13:06, and in fact, on the 28th, he found again they were cutting off the air from their automatic timer about 5 seconds earlier than the night before, 13:06:45. However, this does not correlate with local clock changes since Queensland stays on UT plus 10 all year. Manuel Mendez reminds us of another monthly broadcast by Radio Joystick, the Charlie Prince Show, via the 100-kilowatt Austrian transmitter on 7330. It's on the first Sunday of the month, such as April 4th, starting at 1000 UT. In Germany, they think it is noontime. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany reports about Bangladesh Betar. He says the transmitter on 4750 seems to have been repaired instead of the usual distortions. Voice of Islam had clear audio, imagine that, on the 29th of March at 1810 UT. On March 31st, I was pleased to be getting direct reception of Radio Mosochaski in Bolivia on 3310. It was the only broadcasting station heard on 90 meters at the time, besides WWCR and CHU. I was hearing it as early as 0155, but they signed off at 0200, and after that, there were about 10 minutes of a tone of approximately 200 hertz. I figure that the studio transmitter link was turned off, but the actual shortwave transmitter kept running with whatever noise was coming into its receiver. The next night, I heard the same thing via remotes in Brazil, although the tone did not last quite as long. Its mission is to broadcast in Quechua, but there may be some Spanish announcements, such as the frequency 3310 I heard mentioned. When I was listening to Antarctica on March 27th, I noticed some adjacent channel interference from Chinese music on 15480, which lasted until 1600. This transmission is not accounted for in any of the schedules, as a jammer or otherwise. The CRI plus English relays from China via Cuba have gone back to their summer scheduling at 15 UT on 11880, at 01 on 9580, and supposedly at 03, but not confirmed yet, on 9790. This, of course, changes the harmonic situation. We don't hear much Chi-Com jamming using Fire Dragon music, but I did run across some on 11745, March 31st at 1830. Could not hear the target, but Radio Free Asia is scheduled in Chinese during that hour via Kuwait. The schedule I cited last week for the CNR5 program cross-strait radio intended for Taiwan has already changed. Thanks to Takahito Akabayashi, here's the latest version, which started March 24th, the shortwave portion, from 2055 until 2300 on 7385, 2055 to midnight UT, 5925 and 9665, from 23 until 09, 11935, from 09 to 1705, 7385, from midnight to 10, 9685 and 11620, and from 10 until 1705, 5925 and 9665. Ron Howard has logged some of the frequencies of the new CNR-7 Greater Bay Area service aimed at Hong Kong and vicinity, 9570, March 23rd at midnight 14 in Cantonese, off at 0100 after time signal. Also heard March 27th at midnight 12, and 7345 heard April 1st at 1200. In Rusty X, Igor Kolkem reports on an obscure Chinese station, People's Radio Station Hulun Buira, the voice of the Mongols of China, that is, Inner Mongols. It's on shortwave and medium wave in Mongolian and Chinese. It went on the air in 1950. It's now operating around the clock on 6080 with 10 kilowatts. He heard it March 18th at 0150 to 0230. China and Nan. Eric Flodane forwards a story from thehill.com of March 22nd by John Bowden, headlined FCC Revealing Complaint Against Chinese State Broadcaster, from a Spanish NGO alleging two Chinese-run TV channels are violating FCC rules by broadcasting forced confessions from prisoners who have been tortured. These stations, which must be visible in the U.S., are CGTN and CCTV. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, March 26th at 0124. Instead of English on 9700, I was hearing something in Spanish, but it was not parallel to any of their other frequencies. Rather, it was a drama dialogue with long pauses of background noises, music, and sound effects that smacked of a TV soundtrack of a novella. Then by March 29th, 9700 was vacated. They went back to 6165. So in our early evenings, the only two English frequencies are that and 6000. They really should have stayed on 9 megahertz for more diversity in frequency and noise level. For 2 weeks since the time change, there was English at 23 UT from Havana on 11880. But on March 30th, that hour instead was occupied by Spanish. Ivo Ivanov has the new A21 frequencies for the clandestine Dimse Woyane, or DW, for Eritrea via France. 16 to 17 UT on 17870, replacing 15160, and at 04 to 05, 11620, replacing 9760. Manuel Mendez reminds us of another monthly broadcast on the first Saturday local time, April 3rd, Scandinavian Weekend Radio, the low-power station in Finland, actually starting at 21 UT April 2nd. They have an extensive schedule. There are two frequencies available on the 49-meter band and two in the 25-meter band, but you can never be sure which pair they'll be using. So check 6170, 11690, 5980, and 11720. It lasts 24 hours until 21 UT Saturday. Here's a station which is on the air less than monthly, instead quarterly, but also on the first Saturday in April. It's Zeta 2, that is spelled S-E-T-A, number 2, originating in Germany. Let's Go Rock and Roll is the title of their hour on April 3rd. It's via 6095 now in Germany at 10 to 11 UT, also on Saturdays July 3rd and October 2nd. KUAM, medium wave 630 from Guam, ceased broadcasting on May 1st, 2020. It was going to continue on FM. Now we have word that there's an FCC application to move its transmitter site. This has been approved. They had been leasing a month-to-month location, but could not rely upon it. So the new temporary site is at the KSDA shortwave facility with a temporary antenna design at reduced power, but sufficient to cover Guam. Instead of 10 kilowatts, it's 2.5, and the STA is effective until September 20th of this year. While KUAM has changed ownership, it was a commercial station, now it's non-commercial and owned by Good News Broadcasting, religious, but it's not clear how closely it's related to Adventist World Radio. Expect the new facility to go on the air at 6:30 once the license transfer is completed. After a few weeks of reactivity, Radio Verdad Guatemala is gone again from 4055, not heard as of March 27th. Manuel Mendez received word from Dr. Madrid on the 26th, saying that their transmitter had burned out again. On March 28th, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, found an unscheduled transmission of All India Radio on 11559.8 from a Delhi transmitter site between 08:45 and 10:45. Well, the first half sesquihour is scheduled, but it stayed on the air after 09:30, including English news for 5 minutes at 10:40. Once again, the so-called voice of the Islamic so-called Republic of Iran notified its Spanish listeners that they would be stopping shortwave broadcasting as of March 29th, as forwarded by the AER group in Spain. Not crying wolf this time, seems they really meant it. I checked the next Spanish broadcast as scheduled at 2350 UT, but nothing was heard on 7325 or 9620. But what about their other languages? Via remote in Europe, I am still hearing English at 1920 to 2020 on 9855 and 9835, and also scheduled at 1520 on 7410. Iranan, Ivo Ivanov reports on Radio Iran International, which originates in London as a TV service, but has also been carried on shortwave via Uzbekistan. He says as of March 31st, the schedule should be 0430 to 1100 on 11550, but actually it's about 100 hertz low. Wolfgang Büschel measured it March 31st at 0954 on 11549.878 via a faulty reserve transmitter in Tashkent. Also the nighttime frequency March 29th on 5829.940, that of course might collide with WTWW. Ivo Ivanov presents some frequency changes for clandestines for North Korea. Nippon no Kaze at 13 to 1330 on 9455 via Taiwan instead of 9465, but still on 9940 and via Tashkent 11875. Then Furusato no Kaze, the one in Japanese, has not changed any frequencies, 9455, 9705, and 11875, but is no longer heard on 9560 since Singapore is no longer in use for either broadcast. Voice of Wilderness in Korean via Uzbekistan, 14 to 15, and 15 to 1530 on 7615. North Korea Reform Radio at 14 to 15, also Uzbekistan, on 7590. Ron Howard reports new monthly frequency changes for Shiokaze or Seabreeze from Japan about North Korean abductions as of March 28th, the 13 UT broadcast on 5935 and 6040. There is English normally only on Thursdays. National Unity Radio from South for North Korea moved from 7200 to 9475. April 1st heard at 1250 UT, but jamming had already started an hour earlier from North Korea. Strangely, when they were on 7200, they were never jammed even once. Lokesh Gupta provides the A21 English schedule of KBS World Radio. Apparently the broadcast which really exists rather than imaginary ones, to Europe at 15 to 17, 9515, 22 to 23 on 11810. To North America still 13 to 14 on 15575. South America 02 to 03 on 9580, which is blocked by China relayed by Cuba. To Southeast Asia at 08 to 1030, 9770, at 13 to 14, 9570, and at 16 to 17, 9640. And to India at 14 to 16 on 9785. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2080. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ben Cobb in Arlington, Virginia, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. WORADIO at yahoo.com. Every so often, I receive a reception report expecting a QSL card verification. If you listen closely, you may notice that I never do offer QSLs. I would like to, but there's just too much work in producing the program itself to take on that additional task. I'm always glad to hear from listeners, especially if there are reception problems, but I cannot send a QSL. Possibly, if and when I retire, I may offer to do so. Meanwhile, you may expect QSL from the shortwave stations carrying World of Radio. Kurdistan Non, Yves Ivanov has some changes in Dengue Welat. The clandestine via France, leased for the morning transmission starting at 02:30 until 05:30 on 9525 via France. Then 05:30 on 11530 via Pridnestrovia. Then there's the Turkish jammer, March 31st at 14:56. I had equally poor signals on 11530 and 11540. One was Dengue Welat, the other the jammer, but it could be vice versa, depending on jump-arounds. Also at 06:45 UT April 1st, Wolfgang Büschel says 11:530 via Pridnestrovia, or Moldova, was putting out spurious signals on both sides symmetrically, but unstable, 11480.545 and 11579.455. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, editor of his NASFA flash sheet, reports Radio Tarma, Peru on 4775. March 27th at 09:56, a full ID at 1000, including onda corta and FM frequencies. Actually, it's usually reported about 40 hertz on the plus side of 4775. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight found the number one transmitter at Chiganeshti of Radio Romania International had been missing from several broadcasts as of March 25th. Fortunately, at least two frequencies are scheduled for almost all their broadcasts, sometimes four, and the number one transmitter was being heard again as of April 1st at 1700 in English on 11850. As I've lamented before, Spain's new frequency for North America, 17855, is scheduled even into the night when it's unlikely to propagate. I've been tuning in for it just about every day, and it only made it on the air for 1 hour, March 29th at 1800, before it dumped off the air at 1900 and not heard again. It's supposed to start at 18 UT on weekdays, at 14 on weekends. So for the token English broadcast, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2200, we have to check frequencies aimed elsewhere, such as 15520 for the Middle East or 11940 for South America. Voice of Turkey, English to North America, as it's doing every summer, is on 9830 at 22 UT, oblivious of the radio teletype interference from Puerto Rico, which often blocks it. And, of course, as before, you can never be sure whether Turkey will be on the air at all. The other North American broadcast at 03 UT is now back intruding on our 40-meter ham band, 7275, heard April 1st. Another controversy at Voice of America. Dan Robinson sends a story from the Washington Times, March 31st, by Bill Gertz. Record-keeping mandate brings fresh tensions for VOA. Controversy over rules requiring reporters to document conversations with sources under federal record-keeping law. Several VOA reporters expressed opposition to taking computer screenshots as a way of recording conversations with sources, warning that the federal government's official news outlet will be unable to protect sources under the policy change. The controversy highlights the bureaucratic conflict over legal demands of federal officials and reporters at government news organizations that operate differently from those working at traditional private sector media. VOA television correspondent Carolyn Prasuti said the rules undermine news gathering. My additional fear, when this new rule gets known to the public, our sources will disappear, she said. No one will talk with VOA on the record or as a source after they find out that reporters are required to screenshot our conversations. Another VOA reporter said the requirement violates the broadcast service's independence, a firewall separating USAGM from VOA. Now that the new season is underway, our World Radio schedule page has been totally updated. Not only our shortwave outlets, but medium wave, FM, webcasting, and satellite, worldofradio.com. The Area 61 old-time radio segment on WBCQ now starts at 23 UT weekdays, and checking this week's schedule, Gene Shepherd has always been first, and then something else such as Amos and Andy recreations. That's on 6159.93. However, after midnight UT, there is interference from 6165, where Radio Havana Cuba has unexpectedly resumed, leaving 9700. Too bad RHC did not go to 6145 instead, as they had used previously, but I don't expect we can get them to change, so how about WBCQ? Frequency changes there are not so easy either. They have to be approved, and I guess grinding a new crystal. But checking the scheduling and monitoring, I find that shifting down to 6155, 6150, or 6145 would alleviate the problem. In particular, 6150 is totally open during our evening hours. Meanwhile, World of Radio on Area 51 is still airing Sundays at 2200 as it goes further and further into daylight absorption. I was hoping to get back to 0300 UT Mondays, but I'm not so eager now as long as there's that adjacent interference from Cuba. And by the way, it's still a problem even tuning lower sideband from 6160. The World of Radio broadcast on IRRS across Europe has now moved 1 UT hour earlier at 18 UT on Mondays, 7290. And I'm glad to find that the adjacent interference problem has been alleviated. There's not so much during that hour on 5 or 10 kilohertz above and below. Rich D'Angelo forwards to the NASA group a story from Radio World March 29th by Paul McLean. FCC can use new pirate radio fines starting April 26th. The Federal Register has published the rules recently adopted on the Pirate Act preventing illegal radio abuse through enforcement. They take effect April 26th. The act, signed by Acting President Trump early last year, gives the FCC authority to levy fines of up to $100 kilodollars per violation and $2 megadollars in total. The law also mandated the creation of a publicly accessible online database that lists U.S. stations as well as all entities that have received notice that they are operating a broadcast station without authority. The Congressional Budget Office and the Commission both estimated it would cost $11 megadollars for the Commission to implement the act. And yet the Pirate Act itself contained no appropriation or other funding source to cover its costs. And because the FY 2021 budget ceiling level was established, before Congress adopted the Pirate Act, the Commission did not have an opportunity to incorporate costs related to implementing it during the present fiscal year 2021. By the way, the federal government in these new rules defines pirate radio broadcasting as the transmission of communications on spectrum frequencies between 535 and 1705 kHz inclusive, or 87.7 and 108 MHz inclusive, without a license issued by the Commission, but does not include unlicensed operations in compliance with Part 15 of Title 47 Code of Federal Regulations. Part 15 allows certain unlicensed operations at very low power levels. So as Rich D'Angelo points out, note the FCC does not consider the shortwave spectrum part of the pirate broadcasting scene, only medium wave and FM. And so it appears we must conclude that the FCC is giving the green light for pirate shortwave broadcasters to have at it. And of course the FCC is not even enforcing the rules against licensed broadcasters. For example, March 30th at 0322 UT, I encountered another intriguing way-off frequency carrier on 1319.720, coming from the east or west. I looked it up at medium wave offsets and soon found this had already been identified as WCOG in Greensboro, North Carolina, logged just a few days ago, and they measured it on 1319.717. That's in addition to the daytimer we often hear at night I've mentioned before, about 1540.20 WKVQ in Eatonton, Georgia. About monitoring Radio Vanuatu, thanks to its third harmonic on 11835. March 25th at 0606, I had a barely audible carrier, believed to be that, although nothing was heard at the time on its second harmonic, 7890. However, 11835 will have co-channel interference in the A21 season, because, according to HFCC, there is one station now scheduled there, CNR in China, 150 kilowatts, at 257 degrees from the Xi'an site, all the way from midnight until 1300, which covers the entire time when Vanuatu might appear. And Ron Howard confirms on Tuesday, March 30th, 11835 had not only Radio Vanuatu, but CNR2 from China and Kodar mixing together at 0508. But CNR went off the air at 0600 with time pips, so it's not always on the air after 06. However, I suspect that was their usual Tuesday silent period for maintenance, or a siesta. That is, Tuesdays now may be our only chance for Vanuatu on 11-8-3-5. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener says Vatican Radio will have some special broadcasts for the Easter season, Good Friday, April 2nd, at 1855 to 2030 UT, the Way of the Cross, with commentary, Arabic 7425, English 7360, French 9705, and Portuguese 13830. Then on April 3rd, there's the Easter evening service with Pope Francis at 1725 until 1920. Arabic 7425, Chinese 7225, English 11935, French 13830, and Portuguese 15565. On Easter Sunday itself, April 4th, Holy Mass on Easter Day from Pope Francis at 0755 to 0920, followed by 0955 to 1020, the Pope's message and Urbi et Orbi blessing in Arabic, 15605, English 17820, French 15575, and Portuguese 17805. Those Western languages are mostly directed to Africa. On 6205, ROCV Venezuela was missing UT March 31st, but it was back April 1st at midnight 13. I heard the Morse code ID as soon as I tuned in, and then IDs spoken in Spanish and Polish. The Michigan ARE tip sheet. The 10th anniversary of Maritime Radio Day takes place from 12 UT April 14th to 22 on April 15th. It commemorates nearly 90 years of wireless service for seafarers. Hams and SWLs are welcome and should register in advance by April 1st. Coastal radio stations and ships may participate only if operated by former commercial or Navy operators. Anyhow, the ham band frequencies where this is taking place are 1824, 3520, 7020, 10118, the prime working frequency 14052, 21052, and 28052. There is no power limit. Hanker Peterson in Denmark says, Dear DX friends, the next edition of the Domestic Broadcasting Survey, number 23, can now be downloaded free of charge from www.dswci.org. Though available there is the latest issue, covering the first quarter of this year, Tropical Bands Monitor. Unsolicited testimonial from Pat Zapalak of Texas. Glenn, I appreciate your dedication to the broadcast medium and information that you provide to DXers worldwide. I've been a listener in Shortwave DXers since 1967. Thanks again. Remember to check our website, worldofradio.com, for a great deal of information, including access to my weekly roundups of my own loggings, a completely updated schedule of World of Radio broadcasts, also updated DX, SWL, and media programs around the world on Shortwave, and Alan Rose hit list. Links to the websites of shortwave stations and programs, all at worldofradio.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to be at active to G1 minor storm levels, April 8th, 9th and 10th, 16th and 17th. All due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream influences. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on April 10th and 16th. 18 and 4 on the 19th and 17th, 15 and 4 on April 8th. Solar flux 72 until April 8th, then rising slowly to 76 from April 17th to 24th. That concludes another edition of World of Radio. I hope you found it informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding with a standard disclaimer, World of Radio 2080.